The Ghost Hunters by Neil Spring.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This novel is dedicated to Mum and Dad and my brother James. Of all ghosts, the ghosts of our old loves are the worst. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, The Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes. The Finding of Miss Sarah Gray's Manuscript, 1977. There had always been rumours about the eighth floor. According to the curator, John Wesley, the other librarians said there was something about it that made them uncomfortable. The braver of his colleagues, who had ventured up there alone, reported that shadows stalked its dusty stacks and secrets lingered in the air. The only way up, I learnt the day we met, was via a small lift the same size and shape as a telephone box. The librarians called it the coffin. I should say to begin with that before this I was never inclined to take such stories literally, though I've always held a deep, theoretical and private interest in matters of the peculiar. Tales of haunted libraries and similar legends have never represented anything more to me than fascinating insights into the way people think and form their beliefs. An appropriate subject for a university lecturer with a doctorate in psychology. It was late one miserable afternoon in October when I arrived at Paddington, weary and agitated from a delayed train journey from Oxford. I promptly made my way to Senate House Library in Bloomsbury, North London.